Message to King Charles III, and King Charles of Scotland. October 15, 2022. By Justice Anavon writes, Big Lake, Alaska. It has not escaped our notice that the Parliament now acting and the judiciary now operating has taken its oath of allegiance to King Charles of Scotland, and that the Bank of England is scrambling to remain solvent, and will not be able to stop the hemorrhage of pension fund assets, and the collapse of much of the real estate market, and the stock market. We realize that there are multiple crowns involved in your system of government affecting the different realms and jurisdictions, and most particularly, of current concern, the Crown of Scotland and the Chair of the Estates. We wish both monarchs to know that we are not bound by the words, deeds, or debts of our federal subcontractors which usurp upon the sovereign powers of our states, or which strain against the limits of our delegated powers via the assertion of so-called emergency powers. We did not provide for any such extra authorities appended to our constitutional contracts with Westminster or the British monarchy, and object to the presumption of such powers both generally and specifically. None of the wars engaged in by your respective territorial governments from 1860 to today have been wars, they have all been mercenary conflicts by definition, undisclosed illegal and unlawful mercenary conflicts, and to this day, these activities remain both illegal and unlawful, whereupon we call upon you in the sight of the living God and all nations to cease and desist these activities. You may make your money from war and destruction and the promotion of death and injustice, we cannot dictate your material interests or your moral sense in terms of your investments, but we can observe that the Naval Agency and Distribution Act of 1864 does not apply to us, our people, our assets, our land, or our American government. We may also observe that the Trading with the Enemy Act, the Buck Act, and numerous other affronts to our public law, are offences against our constitutions, which have been promoted by your foreign territorial governments and misapplied to our populace. These and other acts referencing your own citizenry have been misapplied to members of our general public, and illegal confiscation of American assets has been rife for six generations as your private corporation tribunals and foreign admiralty courts have illegally, unlawfully, and immorally latched upon average Americans who are not federal employees or dependents, and have impersonated your American employers, have seized upon them and their private estates as collateral for your debts, and in the case of Scotland, have even gone so far as to impersonate our Federation of States and have done business in our name fraudulently in order to access our credit, exactly like any credit card hacker impersonates their victim and illegally accesses their credit via pretense and crimes of personage. We are aware that these same practices have been promoted throughout much of the world as well as America, but the fraud, personage crimes, strong-arm racketeering, and misapplication of law and violation of service contracts remains just as repugnant in each and every case. Your governments have pretended to be the primary creditors of your employers, while in fact, all of your activities have been paid for by your victims and your governments are the actual debtors overall. We may owe you for stipulated services, but in fact, all expenses including the salaries and pensions of your officers and dependents have been paid for, all the equipment, all the materials, and everything else, has been paid for via the use and abuse of our fraudulently purloined credit. These are not the actions or activities of honest men or honest governments. These are the actions of white-collar inland pirates engaged in activities including press-ganging and enslavement which have been outlawed worldwide since 1821 and 1926, respectively, whereupon we call upon both monarchs to cease and desist in these repugnant practices and pretenses. We also note that any carbon tax should in fact be applied to oxygen reducers, and specifically to those industries whose activities have resulted in the decrease of atmospheric oxygen. Funds should be allocated to clean up the oceans and plant new forests, not spent on cow diapers, in our opinion. Finally, we are aware of the part that both your governments have played in the development and promotion of the entire C-19 fiasco and attempts to claim that recipients of this phony vaccine are rendered genetically modified organisms, and are therefore owned as property under patent by the perpetrators. Our actual American government took action to prevent any such repugnant commercial claim, and for your information, it is our public law that no such commercial claims can be made against living people. It is not our desire to harm anyone or any government. We are, however, determined that these criminal practices, abuses of commercial privileges and public service contracts, and other repugnant activities must come to a stop. We hope that common sense and self-interest will prevail, and that the crowns of Great Britain will be used appropriately to end these and other criminal activities and to prevent ill-conceived and destructive commercial hoaxes such as the C-19 GMO claims and carbon taxes. Issued by James Clinton Belcher, Head of State. The United States of America, our unincorporated federation of states. See this article and over 3,700 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work, make a donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.